This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical. G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Oh, yes. Quality, modularity, a warranty you can't believe. In fact, if you've already got your weapon, you got your magazines, you got your ammunition. Everything else you can find at tacticalholsters.com. Now, the FBI put out a very brief report based upon the shooting in Alexandria. It is devastating for the idea that the gun control measures presently coveted by the Democratic Party would have done something to prevent the attack. Because over the past two decades, they have focused on three major proposals for reform. They are that all private transfers should be contingent upon a federal background check, that firearms that look a certain way should be classed as assault weapons and prohibited from sale, and that civilians should be forbidden from buying magazines that hold more than 10 rounds. None of those proposals intersect with anything that happened in Alexandria. First, the FBI confirms that Hodgkinson moved to Virginia in March of 2017. March of 2017, Hodgkinson of Belleville, Illinois, told a family member that he was traveling to Washington, D.C., but he did not provide any additional information on his travel. FBI analysis of his computer showed a Google search of truck stops, maps, and toll-free routes to the Northern Virginia area. Prior to his travel, local law enforcement in Belleville had been called to Hodgkinson's residence due to complaints of target practice he was conducting on his property. Local law enforcement requested he keep the noise down, but determined that he was not in violation of any local laws. His prior criminal record includes a charge of domestic battery in 2006, which makes me wonder about... Are you saying that my connection to you is getting a bit jumpy, or that the connection overall is getting a bit jumpy? I'll find out in a minute. Then they confirm where and how he obtained his weapons. The investigation thus far determined that Hodgkinson purchased his SKS 7.62mm caliber rifle in March 2003 and 9mm handgun in November 2016, both legally through federal firearms licensees. They have determined that there were cartridges found to be chambered in the SKS 7.62x39 in the SKS rifle, and the FBI's evidence response team found 9mm and 7.62mm shell casings on scene. The SKS rifle was modified to accept a detachable magazine, and the original stock was replaced with a folding stock. So this means that Hodgkinson bought the guns in Illinois, where he was a resident. I guess the question is, why does this matter? Well, because before they knew anything about the case, many of the press had reflexively tried to use the incident as an argument for stricter gun control. From the Atlantic magazine, David Frum, for example, immediately went on an error-laden tear about Virginia's laws, which he considers to be too lax, and then took to proposing the sort of common-sense reforms that the Democratic Party has so impotently been trying to sell. But as the FBI confirms, this reaction was an ignorant one. For a start, the guns weren't bought in Virginia. They were bought in Illinois, which has some of the strictest gun laws in the country. They weren't purchased privately, illegally, or without attendant background checks, but legally through FFLs. They were obliged under federal law to run checks. Moreover, Hodgkinson only got the weapons after he obtained an additional possession and purchase license, the FOID card, of the sort that more extreme gun control advocates want to see made mandatory in all states. Put it another way, Illinois has stricter rules than even Barack Obama endorsed that quite literally licenses all gun owners in the state, and those rules made no difference in this case. And this is not something that is rare. It is actually something that is typical. But the errors don't end there. Frum and company also berated Virginia for being among the 40-plus states to permit open carry. Alexandria, where the shooting took place, doesn't permit open carry, a fact that prompted one of the most hilariously convoluted arguments I've ever seen. Others talked about both assault weapons and high-capacity magazines, but as if the FBI notes firearm used was an SKS, which has never been classed as an assault weapon, and which it wasn't included in the ban that was in effect from 1994 to 2004. And when he bought it, Hodgkinson's SKS was unable to take high-capacity magazines at all. They all come that way. He seems to have modified it to take external magazines after the purchase, a change that raises the fair question of how effective any at-sale restrictions can really be stopping the determined. The one thing that I have noticed about the SKS when you try to go to a 30-round magazine, it has that gigantic spacer on the front of it. I don't know how easy those are to change, if they're easy to change at all. So I don't know how many of those he could carry with him. And one of the reasons I don't like AKs is because the steel magazines, when they're loaded, they are heavy. Good God, they're heavy. Either way, even after he modified it, there's no evidence that Hodgkinson introduced a larger than 10-round external magazine. And that's the standard for the modified SKS, or that if he did, it had any effect on the outcome. And I'm also seeing it said that Hodgkinson should not have had his weapons and shouldn't have been permitted to buy his handgun in 2016 because he was a domestic abuser. But that's not true either. The FBI report confirms that Hodgkinson's prior criminal record includes a charge of domestic battery in 2006, but the key word here is charge, not conviction. And for many people, that might be sort of an emotional issue, but we do not want to start taking away a person's rights on the basis of accusations alone. There's a lot of terrible people out there, men who do unspeakable things to women. And Hodgkinson may have been one of them, but maybe he wasn't. And either way, unless a person has been convicted of a crime, he remains innocent under the law. And he must be treated as such by the state. So due process matters. And I hope that our self-described leftists are not going to abandon their commitment to it simply because they dislike the Second Amendment. Although I doubt that will be the case. Now, there will be voters out there who say, fine, I don't want these sorts of minor changes. I want to get rid of all guns. That may be what this Pew Research poll was about that you heard earlier in the first hour, when they were saying half is this way and half that way. They decided to pull it after this little incident. And that's fair enough if you want to get rid of all of them, but it's very naive of you to think that can actually happen. But you need to separate out the argument for the ones that we actually hear. Confiscation and banning are red herrings. We're pitched on those ideas before, and they're sold as the means by which incidents such as that one would have been prevented. And they didn't have anything to do with this incident, and those who are honestly limiting their ambitions to them need to stop for a moment and acknowledge that. And if they're really talking about something else, well, we're already on to you, but maybe you should acknowledge that too. Maybe you should acknowledge that too, so. I don't know. Now, when we get back, we're going to talk about David Frum. We're going to talk about some of the stupid things he said during all of this when it was coming out. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. What if there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc., an AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000.
While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 7 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries. And Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by June 30th at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net.
Deadline for 7 cent guarantee is June 30th.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at
survivalist. You want me to drop and reconnect?
That's survivalist camps.
If it's getting jumpy.
Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Simply praying for time. Or at least me, I'm doing that all the time. Welcome back, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are
are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, and a warranty you cannot believe. Check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. David Frum from The Atlantic, he offered this up and offers up the following paragraph in one of two monomaniacal posts lamenting America's Second Amendment. First, we'll learn more about when the Alexandria murderer decided on his crime and whether his weapon was legally acquired. The Commonwealth of Virginia certainly did its utmost to ease his way, however, by conferring the legal right to move about with an openly brandished rifle. The city of Alexandria, though, where the shooting took place, bars the open carry of assault weapons. This is a truly amazing complaint. Now, if I've got it right here, the problem here is that the shooter would have been allowed to move around parts of the state he wasn't in while openly carrying a rifle. Or put another way, while the shooter was legally prohibited from carrying his weapon in full view in the place he was at, where he actually committed his crime, he wouldn't have been breaking the law had he been elsewhere. And to Mr. Frum, that's bad. Moreover, because he would have been allowed to carry his rifle in plain sight in a place he wasn't, his way to the place he actually was somehow eased. The pernicious state of Virginia having conferred upon him an unrelated right. I'm trying to figure out what point he's trying to make here. As Frum himself concedes, the city of Alexandria, though, where the shooting took place, bars the open carry of assault weapons, which the SKS is not considered, was never considered in the leftist gun-grabbing parlance. It was never considered to be one of the assault weapons. It doesn't look like one. And yet, surprise, the shooter did it anyway. And in addition, he broke a host of city rules, and he broke the most serious law of all when he fired his weapon repeatedly at a group of human beings. I'm trying, in an ordered manner, to figure out what must go on in somebody's mind for them to look at an incident like this and conclude that the state helped the perpetrator along by not passing laws. He broke into a place he didn't go. He sort of thinks the shooter was on a Frodo-esque pilgrimage, you know. And while I'm correcting mistakes here, it should be pointed out that nobody in America enjoys the right to brandish a rifle. That means you stick it up, put the shoulder it, and point it at somebody. That's brandishing. In the law, the word brandishing means something else discreet. It's not another word for carry. No, I don't hear it anymore. Now I hear my dog barking. So let's look at this. See, this is amusing because it's, you know, he may as well have said, well, first of all, he didn't do any due diligence in this. None. Alexandria in Virginia is a very leftist leaning town. It's one of those it's a town that was instrumental in making sure McAuliffe is the governor. So they don't allow open carry in Alexandria, Virginia. And McAuliffe, instead of getting out there and being, you know, pointing out preemption or anything, he's McAuliffe. So he says, of course, make your own choices. These rights things is just, you know, something pesky. So, here we have a guy who may have been a bad guy, but not according to the law. It was fairly safe to have made that guess, too. We knew he was from Illinois. They knew probably the day they wrote this that this was one of these things where he had just moved there. They probably knew that, too. And all Frum can come up with is if he had been somewhere else, he would have legally been able to carry a weapon in the open, which he did where he was not legally able to do it. But because he was legally able to do it in other parts of Virginia, except where he was when he committed the crime, that's bad. This makes me wonder if this is the way somebody thinks when they're about to have an aneurysm or a stroke. What do they call it? Dysplasia? No, that's for your hips. What is it they call it when you can't talk and form thought anymore when you're in the middle of one of those things? Not dysplasia. That's something that happens to the hips of dogs. Well, that's way off. Let me read this thing to you, though, again. Commonwealth of Virginia certainly did its utmost to ease his way, however, by conferring him the legal right to move about with an openly brandished rifle. The city of Alexandria, though, where the shooting took place, bars the open carry of assault weapons. So in Virginia, what he's basically saying is that everybody that can open carry a gun can walk about with that weapon in the low ready position like they're about to go into combat. This is the whole reason that they call these assault weapons anyway, is to get you this, get this notion in your head that this is a squad of pipe hitters rolling around coming at you. You know, they're moving up in a wedge formation. They're going to kill everybody there just because you're home, and they're going to be using these assault weapons. And he picked the one. I could have said, David, listen. It is never a good idea for you to get out there and say that you are going to call this an assault weapon if you don't know what it is. And if you don't know what it is, does that mean it might not be even classified, even in the very narrow vernacular of the gun grabber, as an assault weapon? Because this one never was. An SKS just looks like a beefy rifle with a little bit of a magazine poking out at an angle. The charging handle looks like a bolt action rifle if you've never fired one of the things before. I'm sure this doesn't occur to these gun grabbing fools, but you know, I'm just sitting back just trying to make, you know, I'm just trying to figure out how's this guy the same species as me and he thinks this way. Now, one of the things that they keep wanting to have, one of their big three, like I said earlier, is universal background checks. And that means registration. And I'm going to, you know, they say they don't want to take guns. Okay, I'm going to give you some quotes from people that say they don't want to take guns, but have said, we should take guns. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms. Welcome to the Brotherhood. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
tell everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
If you run your own business, when you're not on the job, you're on the road, in your van. Signs that say detour and do not enter are just plain bad for business. Well, here's a sign that's great for business. It says 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance on Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or Metris vans. Powerful, capable, and affordable. That's Mercedes-Benz van power. With pioneering safety technologies and low total cost of ownership, Mercedes-Benz vans are the right choice for your business. Check out the full lineup of Mercedes-Benz vans starting at just $25,995. 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance. That's van power for all. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
Starting at price refers to base model Metris worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Please see your dealer or go to mvvans.com for further details and exclusions.
To you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Well, that is absolutely true. Quality, modularity, and a warranty, which you cannot believe. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. And no, the SKS does not come with a 30 caliber magazine clip. But that's what they call it, 30 caliber, yeah. Now, whenever I or others object to registration or bans or transfers or other forms of gun control and firearm restrictions as steps towards a eventual complete prohibition and confiscation that such would necessarily entail, we get told we're paranoid and nobody wants to take your guns. Well, maybe we should consider these nobodies. Now, let me give you some names, okay? A gun control movement worthy of the name would insist that President Clinton move beyond his proposals for controls and immediately call on Congress to pass far-reaching industry regulation like the Firearms Safety and Consumer Protection Act, which would give the Treasury Department health and safety authority over the gun industry, and any rational regulator with that authority would ban handguns. That coming from Josh Sugarman, the executive director of the Violence Policy Center. He, by the way, was the one that coined the term assault weapon. Then there's Deborah Prothrow-Stith. She was dean of Harvard School of Public Health. My view of guns is simple. I hate guns, and I cannot imagine why anybody would want to own one. If I had my way, guns for sport would be registered, and all other guns would be banned. Then there is Rosie O'Donnell. I don't care if you want to hunt. I don't care if you think it's your right. I say, sorry, it's 1999. We've had enough as a nation. You're not allowed to own a gun. And if you do own a gun, I think you should go to prison. At about that same time she said this, she engaged the services of a bodyguard who applied for a gun permit. Andrew Cuomo, governor of New York. Confiscation would be an option. Mandatory sale to the state could be an option. Permitting could be an option. Keep your gun, but permit it. Michael Dukakis, former, I don't remember what state he was governor of, and former candidate for president of the United States. I do not believe in people owning guns. Guns should be owned only by the police and military. I'm going to do everything I can to disarm this state. Might have been Massachusetts, I don't know. Then there's U.S. Representative Henry Waxman. If someone is so fearful they're going to start using their weapons to protect their rights, it makes me very nervous that these people have weapons at all. Here's one for you that everybody's going to go, Charles Krauthammer. You know, the guy on Fox News. In fact, the assault weapons ban will have no significant effect either on the crime rate or on personal security. Nonetheless, it is a good idea. Passing a law like the assault weapon ban is a symbolic, purely symbolic move in that direction. It is only real justification is not to reduce crime, but to desensitize the public to the regulation of weapons in preparation for their ultimate confiscation. So in other words, we should, ban them and get used to them being banned and just get used to the idea. This is for all of you out there that think Krauthammer is some bastion of conservatism. There you go. There's your hero. Molly Ivins, columnist, 7/19/94. Ban the damn things. Ban them all. You want protection? Get a dog. Then there's John Silber, former chancellor of Boston University. He was a candidate for governor of Massachusetts at one time. He said to get a permit to own a firearm, that person should undergo an exhaustive criminal background check. In addition, an applicant should give up his right to privacy and submit his medical records for review to see if the person has ever had a problem with alcohol, drugs, or mental illness. The Constitution doesn't count. My goodness. Then there's Mayor Barbara Fass of Stockton, California. I think you have to do it a step at a time, and I think that is what the NRA is most concerned about, is that it will happen one very small step at a time. So by the time the people have woken up to what's happened, it's gone further than what they feel the consensus of American citizens would be. But it does have to go one step at a time, and the banning of military weapons that are military weapons, not household weapons, is the first step. You know, that's what I like about my family. There's always all these household weapons laying around. I've got my household Glocks, and I've got my household SIGs, and, you know, household Nighthawk. Yeah. Then there's Elliot Corbett, Secretary, National Council for a Responsible Firearms Policy. This was in September 19th, 1969. Handguns should be outlawed. Our organization will probably take a stand. This stand in time, we're not anxious to rouse the opposition before we get the other legislation passed. Senator Dianne Feinstein, banning guns addresses the fundamental right of all Americans to feel safe. Just to show you that you don't need 60 votes, then we have this again from Frankenstein, whatever, 2595. If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it. I could not do that. The votes weren't there. Former U.S. Senator and Vice President of the United States, Joseph Biden, banning guns is an idea whose time has come. Pete Shields, Chairman Emeritus, Handgun Control Incorporated, now called the Brady Campaign. Yes, I'm for an outright ban. Then there's Professor Dean Morris, Director of Law Enforcement Assistance Administration. He stated to the U.S. Congress, I am one who believes that as a first step, the United States should move expeditiously to disarm the civilian population other than police and security officers of all handguns, pistols, and revolvers. No one should have the right to anonymous ownership or use of a gun. Bill Clinton, I feel very strongly about it, the Brady Bill. I think I also associate myself with the other remarks of the Attorney General. I think it's the beginning. It's not the end of the process by any means. Representative William Clay, the Brady Bill is a minimum step Congress should take. We need much stricter gun control and eventually should bar the ownership of handguns. Sarah Brady told Hearst newspapers in 1997, I don't believe gun owners have rights. Sarah Brady, speaking on behalf of Handgun Control Incorporated, with Sheriff Jay Prince and others on the Phil Donahue Show, September 1994, we must get rid of all guns. Sarah Brady, 7188, the House passage of our bill is a victory for this country. Common sense wins out. I'm so thrilled and excited. The sale of guns must stop. Halfway measures are not enough. Senator Howard Metzenbaum, I don't care about crime, I just want to get the guns. Former U.S. Representative, now Senate Minority Leader Charles Schumer, on NBC, 11:30-93, we're here to tell the NRA their nightmare is true. U.S. Representative Major Owens, Congressional Record 11:10-93, my bill establishes a six-month grace period for the turning in of all handguns. I had to cut it off there because I was about to, you know, I was beginning to retch. There you go. Nobody wants to take your gun, America. Get it? Nobody wants to take your gun. That's out of the mouths of the gun grabbers. So you can sit back and say, okay, nobody really wants to take our gun. But it isn't true, is it? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars would activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
And welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, and a warranty. You cannot believe. Check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. Now then, I'm going to keep asking this every day till somebody steps up. I'm real tired of this. Where are all the adults? I'm not talking about the Democrats, because we all know that they have devolved into little curlish toddlers, and few adults remain there. I ran enough about them lately, but this is not about them. This is, you know, it's the GOP Congress and leadership that needs to be asked that question. Immediately and constantly and harshly. There were posters held up for all to see in close proximity by Trump supporters at one of his rallies during the nomination process that read, "Do you know who your voters are? Do you know what we want? Do you ever listen to us?" For those in the GOP who do not know to whom those questions were directed, let me give you a hint. These were being asked directly to the leadership of the GOP. Trump heard them. He answered those questions to the GOP's base clearly. He ran on those issues, and he won overwhelmingly against every faction and candidate of the GOP establishment. The golden boy of the establishment spent well over $100 million in his quest for the nomination. He received three delegates, and he polled well under 10% of Republican voters when he finally dropped out. He was such an embarrassment, I doubt anyone can remember who he endorsed. They tried hard to find a replacement, but the establishment, but they failed miserably. This establishment has no idea how to answer the questions on those placards. They have no idea who their base is, and frankly have no idea what the American people on the center-right stand for. Fortunately, for those of us who might have been holding those cards up, we do. And Trump did. And fortunately for them, he had enough coattails and generated enough excitement to help them keep the majority in the House and the Senate. For one bright moment after Election Day, House Speaker Paul Ryan admitted publicly that without Trump's campaign, he would not have been Speaker again. Likewise, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. And please note that the few Republican senators that lost close races were the ones who never got behind Trump. So we have the table, and it has been set now. So GOP, what the hell do you think you're doing? Or not, I mean, instead of being leaders of a great nation-stirring agenda, you're sitting on your hands. You're doing little of consequence. You're acting as if you lost the election and doing nothing to stand against the most insane, nasty narratives against your president that has been seen in generations. Where are the adults, GOP? If there's any among you, it's time for you to step forward immediately. If you have been sleeping and not seeing just how badly you're doing, allow me to, you know, do the, you know, the cold water toss on you or something. Wake up. The GOP is in danger of becoming an irrelevant majority. Some of the reasons are as follows. Big dollar donors who want big favors that go against their voters' wishes. Follow the money. And this, that is the number one reason. Many of the GOP representatives have become enamored with Washington, the power, the glamour, the charm, and their place within the circle of intrigue. They've forgotten why they won and what they promised. These are the ones who go back and forth into the swamp, never realizing how dirty they have become. Then there are the swamp creatures, these who have lost their way. They've become permanent fixtures of a ruling city, totally out of touch with their country. They fooled their constituents for a long time. These are the worst category. Then there are also those Stockholm Syndrome Republicans who want to be spoken of nicely by the media and by their friends across the aisle. And of all categories, I would hope James Hodgkinson might have changed your mind on that subject. Last but not least, we have the confused ones, easily swayed by the siren song of the media, incapable of seeing how double-minded they themselves are. Perhaps they should rethink why they came to Congress. Let me give you a hint. Number one above is not a very good reason. And if you are a member of the GOP and you are serving in the U.S. Congress or Senate, you should look at that list and if the shoe fits, do a little rethinking. Soon. I'm certain that deep down inside there's some good GOP representatives, senators, and leaders. They don't fall easily into one of the categories above. They really have a good reason to be there. They have solid conservative principles and possibly are really decent people. I know you're out there. I'm just asking for you to do us a little favor here and start acting like you are out there. Show us some leadership. Act like the adults in their room. Immediately and constantly and loudly. And if you don't, you will not only stay irrelevant, you're going to lose your power. You're going to lose your elected position. You won't be remembered well, if you're remembered at all. You have a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to help the country go forward, and you're about to lose it. Because you're not remembering those placards those voters held up. And here they are again. Do you know who your voters are? Do you know what we want? Do you ever listen to us? What do they want? First, they want you to come to the aid of your president right now. Right now. Then they want you to start actually fulfilling promises made to the electorate. It's called getting rid of Obamacare. Enacting tax reform, empowering the economy, cutting regulation, rebuilding the military, defunding the leftist organizations like Planned Parenthood. And the list goes on and on and on. You can work all the time. Make America great again. That's not just a slogan. So little has been done so far. So much more should have been. And the voters would rather remember the GOP as a party that, when much was required, stepped to the plate and got it done, in spite of this Democrat media complex. And a quick reminder, I doubt there's even 1% of the GOP voters who ever want to hear about another part of the Russia investigation. That's a big pile of horse stuff. And the voters know it. You have a lot of real voter anger lining up against you. And it's not the Democrat voters who live in a deranged toddler-like anger that I'm talking about. This is a very slow, even burn of a base that has been denied what has worked for and voted for way too long. They're not going to be denied because of GOP fecklessness. If the adults do not stand up, this anger will fall on the GOP. By primarying those who are faithless, like Eric Cantor, or even worse, simply not showing up like it did in 2006. So, adults, be warned. You need to step up. You need to stop this investigation of our president because there's nothing there. You need to get rid of Mueller because there's nothing there. You need to get on with the business of this country because there's plenty there. Plenty. Some of you have been there and watched the debt double while you've been there. You can work on that. You could work on immigration. You could work on terrorism. You could work on infrastructure. So many things you could work on. But we're not. We're not working on it. The problem with this is that this kind of power is always cyclical. There will be a day, no matter how bad the demographics are for the Democrats right now, there will come a day when they once again will be in charge. And when that day comes, we better have enough stuff in our column because they're going to try to undo everything there is. They're going to try to, and they're not going to be even gradual. The pretense is over. They will go full-on socialist if they can. And you guys had better be stepping up and putting some things in place. We've already helped you by getting you there. Now you got to finish the race. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.